Blog Talk Radio.
They want to keep going.
That's right.
All righty. Good evening. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild tonight. We're having a wild night because Jethro had some things come up at the last minute. And this is Casey. I'm hosting this evening. And I'm going to let our guest introduce herself. I know she's got a radio show herself. And she's a very well-known, very well-respected in her field. And I'm going to let her tell you guys all about how to get a hold of her. When she is not on air, to book some private time with her and all kinds of stuff. So I'll let you take it away.
Hi, Casey. I'm Shelley Seitz. I own Sagittarian Sun Incorporated. I'm online, and people can find me at sagsun.com, S-A-G-S-U-N.com.
Awesome.
And my radio show is Sagittarian Sun, and I'm on alternating Monday nights on Block Talk Radio too. It. 9 o'clock.
Standard. Oh, cool. And what is what's your calling number for our listeners here?
The number he gave me was 773-897-6461.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's our calling number. I was wondering what the number of listeners want to call into your show, or do you take all
my show.
Oh, yeah,
heavens.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. My call-in number for my show is 323-693-3312.
Okay. And you're on every other Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time?
Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I will be on again on the 11th of February, and my guest will be Heather DeLuso.
Cool. All righty.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you guys discuss over there? What kind of topics do you get into?
Anything that comes up. We do many readings, so people call in. My focus is astrology. So when people call in, they give me their name and their birth date, and then I can tap into that energy much more readily for them specifically.
Right. Okay. Cool. Very cool. I like that. All righty. Well, and I'm not sure precisely what Jethro had planned for this evening, but I can tell you we've got several callers in queue who obviously were looking really forward to talking to you this evening. So I'm hoping that's what Jethro had on the boards there. One thing I did want to ask about, since you're into the planetary stuff, is the Saturn transition that started back, was it on October or November? It's like, I know Saturn's one of the big outer planets, and it had a major transition. I know it goes through each of the signs about once every, like 3 years it hangs in a sign. And we had a friend of ours that, one of the other gals on the show, that she said it just got done with Libra, and she said she was so relieved that Saturn went out of her Libra planet finally, or her Libra sign finally, because it was the worst 3 years she'd had. And so I was going, wow.
All right, I'll tell you about Saturn. Saturn rules Capricorn. That's Capricorn's ruling planet. And Saturn is the taskmaster. He's the planet of old age, restrictions and opposition. He will teach you lessons. If you've got karmic lessons, he's going to teach you the lessons you need to learn, and one way or another. And so when you find that you're beating your head against a brick wall when you're trying to do something, you have to objectively look at it and say, what am I doing? Because Saturn, who's teaching you and guiding you, and he's pretty heavy duty. And I also have to say that when you consider that Jesus Christ was a Capricorn, they hung that poor man on a cross. So think about what Saturn can do to you.
Yahoo. Well, let's see. And I think was it October or November that it transited into Scorpio. I know it was one of those. I can't put a finger. I had one person tell me it did the transition in October, and then somebody else said no, it was in November. But I know it's in Scorpio, and I know Jethro is a Scorpio. So I kind of told him the other day, it's like, you might put your battle armor on and get ready to have a real rodeo for the next 3 years. And he went, oh great, that's just what I need.
Right. No, he's a taskmaster, but pretty much the Scorpio has gone through an awful hard time. Rightfully so, but not by choice, of course, but because they had a lot of lessons to learn. And so that should be easing up a little bit for them, but it's a heavy duty kind of planet to have slapping you again every time you turn around. Yeah.
Oh, yeehaw. All righty.
Yeah, it'll knock your socks off.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, are we ready for some callers here?
Sure. Bring them on.
Bring them on. All righty. Our first lucky caller this evening is area code 843-843. You are on live with us.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What is your birth date, honey?
It is 11/5/1970.
Scorpio,
yes.
You're a water sign.
Yes.
You're ruled by your emotions.
Yes.
And so what kinds of things are going on?
Well, right now my finances are up and down.
Right.
And my career, I've been teaching for 7 years, but it's not my passion. And it's almost like I'm at a burnout. Not really a burnout, but it's another person in me screaming to come out and do something else.
Right, and you will when you decide what it is that you want to do. That's where you're at right now. Is
right.
Trying to figure out what you want to be when you grow up.
Yes.
Yep, yep. And so that's a tough one. And when you do make the decision, and it will be very shortly due to, because you're going to be feeling this need to make the change, make a change, and you'll want to do this fairly soon because you've just about had the schnitzel with this, that it's time to make this change, this career change, and then everything will start to fall into place for you. It's kind of like love what you do and do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially where you're at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. You can always contact me if you have any other questions, honey.
Okay.
Always there. Just get a hold of me and we'll see what we can sort out.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for
you
calling in.
All right.
Bye. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And make sure you call her back in at, on Shelley's show is area code 323-693-3312, and she's going to be on again on February 11th at 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, and the name of her show is Help Me Get Sagittarian Sun. Is that right? Sagittarian.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
What'd you say, honey?
Yeah, I said, and tell me the name of your show again on Blog Talk. It's Sagittarian Sun?
Sagittarian Sun.
Sagittarian Sun, okay.
Yeah.
So, and we always like to hear back from our callers when they call in here also. It's like we like to, you know, call us back and tell us how the readings are because we like to hear that too.
That's
also,
right.
Also, you can visit us. Yeah, definitely. And you can visit us at www.psychicsgonewild.com, and we have a variety of readers there also. So, okay, let's see. And our next caller here is area code 812. Area code 812, you are on live with us.
Hi, this is Cheryl from Indiana.
Well, hello, Cheryl from Indiana.
Hi.
Hi. What is your birthday, sweet?
January 29th, 1957.
Oh, you're an Aquarian.
Yes.
You're an air
sign. I'm sorry?
You're an air sign. You're
okay.
An Aquarian. What kinds of things are going on for you?
Well, I've been through a lot of changes, divorce, bankruptcy, physical issues, and I just wonder if things are going to get better.
They are going to get better. The energy, with all the stressors, prolonged stress will bring on physical illness. Will bring on all kinds of physical problems. And you have been under a tremendous amount of prolonged stress. But the good news is you are extremely creative. You have the ability to do and to go in whatever direction you choose, and you will be able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and move forward.
Okay. I choose to connect with my angels and guides and to be able to help with some type of healing energies, and I just wondered if you see that's possible with me.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is very possible. The you have an abundance of spiritual energy around you all the time, and all you have to do is ask for it. If you're open to communication, your spirit guides and your angels are there to help, and they will guide and direct you. And just listen to it. Use your gut level, your instincts. Go with it, because every time you second guess, you could kick yourself later.
Okay.
But that is essentially, that is them. That's those guys are out there trying to help and guide you. But if when you go the opposite direction, then it's all over but the screaming and the shouting.
Right. Oh. Oh,
so you
echo, and like, I'm not sure where that echo is coming from. Wow.
I don't either. But you can, but just listen to your gut level, and you will never go wrong.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Shelly or Cheryl, there we go. Here.
Cheryl.
I will invite you to call back on Monday, because we do have a gal that is a healer that comes on Mondays with Jethro, and they do a little bit of reading, you know, kind of healing reading type of stuff. So, you know, check back in, and that is, and wow, I can really hear that echo.
Yes, I can too. I'm hoping our listeners aren't getting bombarded with echo power.
I know.
That would not be good.
No, indeedy. All righty, but you know, we invite you to call back, and then also you can get hold of Shelley on her site at her show 323-693-3312.
Okay, thank you so much. I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye bye.
Bye.
That echo is enough to drive anybody crazy. And I want our listeners to know it is not coming from us. We are not echoing around here. It's just
no,
a technical difficulty.
Heck yeah, that's right. It's Blog Talk once again. Absolutely. All righty.
The universe is reiterating what we're saying. That's where you're getting the echo from. How do you like that?
He was getting it double. Yeah, I was like going, wow, it's like she's hearing this twice. It's like they really wanted her to hear that. Okay. Like you're like,
I thought that,
but
I thought, no, I'm losing it.
Oh, goodness. All righty.
Yeah.
And our next caller here is from area code 215. 215, you're on live with us.
Hi there, it's Jackie from Delaware.
Wow, that was garbled, honey.
Okay, yeah. Okay, can you hear us now?
Yeah,
we're having trouble hearing you. Let's try that again and talk slower, because you broke up really bad.
Oh, this is Jackie from Delaware.
Oh, hi, Jackie from Delaware.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, very good.
Good. It's good that you're soldiering on without Jethro.
Oh, the show must go on, don't you know, honey?
Well, I appreciate it.
We're right here.
My birthday is January 2nd, 1961.
Oh, you are a Capricorn.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What kinds of questions do you have?
Whatever comes up with career or love.
Okay. Well, you have the ability. You have everything going for you to be an entrepreneur, to make your own climb, because you're climbing your mountain. You're going to get to the top of that mountain one way or another. And you have that ability to be your own boss and take control. You have a tremendous business mind, and that it's right there waiting for you. All you have to do is grasp it. And I know taking risk is hard and changing is hard, but it's an innate part of you.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that's why I'm constantly coming up across the same things, like, and I'm a pretty easy person to get along with, but at work, like, I keep finding fault or, I don't know, like, things keep happening at work.
Right.
And it's not because I'm a slacker or I'm not a team player. I mean, I am. I'm a hard worker. I'm a team player. I'm all these things, but I keep having situations come up where people tell me that, you know, I'm not a team player, and
Right, right. Well, when they sense that energy that's around you, that you are a take control, take charge kind of person. You know right from wrong. You know how it should be going. You have the ability to get wherever you're working, the boss or whoever you're dealing with, to make, if they made a few changes, they take right off, but nobody wants to listen, and that you find that very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that's you're being shown the way now. You know exactly what you don't want or what you wouldn't do. Have you ever found yourself saying, if I had my own business, I would never do this, or I would never do that, or, you know, something in that nature?
Well, I know, like, if my boss ever asked me an opinion of specific people at work, I'd say I'd fire them. Boom. You know, I mean, because it's not that they're bad people. They're just not doing their job.
Well, they're not productive, and they don't share that passion.
Right.
And career is everything, because you are an earth sign. Stability is very important, and doing the best that you can possibly do to get to the top of, like I said, the top of your mountain, whatever it costs, whatever it takes. And you are the kind of person who will succeed.
Huh. Well, that's good to know.
What I hear you saying there is like, and I know this is true from all the Capricorn people I've known. Capricorns, you're hard workers. You guys are just like, you know, workhorse of the zodiac. You just, you know, and you have a lot of integrity. You have a lot of pride in your work. One thing I was going to put in here is your birthday. Because I'm a card reader. But you are a queen of spades, and you've got a king of clubs as your planetary ruler. So you're very much, you know, you want to be a take charge person, and absolutely, you know, you want to see things go a certain, you know, go a certain direction. For this year coming up for you, and I understand why you asked about the love stuff, because you do have the Queen of Hearts, which is a marriage card, as your long range card. What I see right now is you've also got a six of clubs in your Mercury time frame, and that is karmic stuff coming into balance. So, you know, there's some of that coming out right now. But you have a lot of hearts in your reading, in your layout for this year. So you're right. You know, marriage is, it's kind of one of those things where that's the marriage card. It's like, it's love and relationship is going to be very much on your mind this year. But, you know, don't, I shouldn't say don't worry about the people at work, but definitely, you know, Capricorns like to work, and you're hard workers, and you like to see everybody else around you work also. And that's not bad. That's good work ethics.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. Does that help any?
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Have a great night.
Okay. You too. And call back in. We don't have, this is, the on these shows, it's like for us, we don't have any limits on how many times people can call in and ask questions. So it's like, feel free to call back anytime.
Thank you.
And make sure you get a hold of Shelly and her so too. Okay. Well, thank you so much. All right. We've got a couple more folks here that are waiting to talk. So let's see. Area code 408. Whoops. Yep. More technical stuff here. Okay, there we go. 408, we got you on. There we go.
Hello.
Oh, poor people.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. No, we got you. We can hear you now. Yes, we can hear you now.
Yay.
Okay.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday. And your name is?
Rachel.
Well, hello, Rachel.
Hi.
And what is your birthday, Rachel?
I'm sorry, when is my birthday?
Yes, ma'am.
It is March 25th, 1967.
Okay. You are a fire sign.
Amen, Andy? Sister.
Pardon me?
Aries, the top, number one.
Well, yes. Aries is a fire sign. And you make things happen, and you could, but you want, you can be very impatient about getting there. So, what kinds of questions do you have?
A couple about, I guess, jobs that are coming up, and the job that I thought I had is, you know, I just found out this morning has already been replaced by another worker, and I'm on the last week of my current job.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of irons in the fire, and do you happen to know anything about what direction? Maybe.
Okay. So you're doing your contract or temp where you're at?
No, it's I work in a family business and I'm part of their family. But Dad's kind of getting ready to transition to the other side, but I mean, he's having the long, you know, list of leaving, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reasons. And so a lot of things are going to come crumbling down, and I need to take care of myself and figure out where that is. Do you know anything?
You are quite capable of doing a lot of different things, but you haven't pinpointed it. You haven't it was much easier when you didn't have to think about that because you did have job security. So now that's where your change or your transition is going to concentrate on, is what direction do you go, where do you fit, what is your niche, and you have to figure that, you have to find out and explore all the avenues.
Okay.
I know that's cryptic. I know that's not exactly what
you
wanted.
No, I'm already on that page. I just wondered if you could channel, you know, my son, or channel, you know, spirit.
Well,
and just,
the only thing I'm picking up is that you don't really want to work in a cubicle or have restrictions. You really are much happier when you are doing your own thing, your own way, in your own time. And that, in today's workforce, that to be that independent can be a problem trying to get where you exactly want to be unless you really know what it is that you want to do. And right now, you just are up in the air. Maybe I'm not picking up exactly where you're going, and I'm not being given any direction because you have other irons that you have a lot of things that have got to be taken care of before you can think about moving forward anyway.
Can I throw in something here just a little bit? It's like what I'm seeing here for you is and again this is just card stuff. But on your 45th year, it's like in the system that I use, when you're 44, it's called your pre-birth year. On your 45th year, it's called your rebirth year. And what happens on that is usually what the mundane world calls your midlife crisis. And the age 45, what has happened is you have the exact same cards in sitting in the exact same place as you did when you stepped in on this planet the first day you were born. So the year 45 for you is has been all about reforming and remaking your life for the next 45 years, so to speak, because this, it goes like in 45 years cycles that I use. And really, truly, you're going to have, you know, you've had a lot of transitions. I can see, you know, you've had a lot of changes and stuff happen. You had a two of spades for your long range, and it's like there's, you know, you had a couple of these nines completion. I can see kind of what they're saying here is with your dad's, you know, ill health and stuff, you've had some nines, emotional closings, that kind of stuff that are coming up. Where you're going to in your 46th year, you've got the seven of diamonds that's coming up as your long range card, and that is the card of faith. And it's the sevens are about faith. They're also about because it's a diamond. It's going to say, you know, have faith in your finances, because exactly what Shelley said is that you're very able to take care of yourself, you know, financially, and you're going to have a certain amount of protection. The only thing you really have to watch for yourself is going to be your attitude. It's like, think back to, I don't know if you've seen Rhonda Byrne's the Secret, but you know, that attitude of gratitude, and make sure that your thoughts are positive, because the sevens being about faith, it's like when you keep your thoughts positive and you don't worry about it, you're going to have exactly what you need. You're going to be, you know, stepping forward. It's kind of like what Jack Canfield said in there. It's like, you know, you can drive across the country from Maine to California with only seeing 200 feet ahead as long as you keep moving forward. So that's kind of where you're at, and that's what 46th year is bringing you, is a lot of creativity, a lot of support. You're going to have, you've got a lot of twos in here where you're going to be working in partnerships and cooperation with people. So it's not all bad. Just kind of just, you know, step out and have faith. And, you know, there's a little bit of rocky things here and there, but it's going to be a fairly decent year for you. It really will be. And it's like, and just remember any time, you know, you're doing that rebirth, it's like, you know, it's a whole transition, and people around you kind of go, man, what happened to you? It's like, I don't recognize you, you know, who did you turn into, you know? And you've had a lot of, you know, just like you said, a lot of those transitions, a lot of those changes happening already this year. So it'll kick in more so after your birthday this year.
Do you channel at all?
I don't. I know Jethro can, but I also know he does not do it on air. So it's like that's something, if you want him to do, you contact him, you know,
on
privately.
The website.
And,
right.
Yeah,
channels really will do it during a session because it takes a while. And
okay.
With many readings, the channel is very, very hard because it takes a lot of time.
Right.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for calling.
And I hope you have a beautiful evening.
All right. And you too.
Thank you.
Keep your chin up and keep moving forward, and it'll be a pretty decent year. Just stay positive with it.
I am.
All
okay.
Right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Sounds good. Bye. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shelley, it's like we have a choice now because it's you and me. Like anybody out there who's listening, if you would like an opportunity to talk to Shelley this evening on Saturday evening, Saturday, I don't want to say Saturday Night Live here with us.
I thought of that.
What is it? Saturday Night Live? Yes. Saturday night, we are live.
Exactly.
To you from Blog Talk.
Talk Radio. Yes, it is. Area code 773-897-6461. You guys can call in and talk with Shelley a little bit here. It's like, in the meanwhile, I would actually like to do your birthday, Shelley. I'd like to see who you are, what card you are in the system that I do. What's your birthday?
12.
Oh, 12. Wow, that'd make a big difference. Okay,
December 14th, 1953.
Okay, so you're a Sagittarius person.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
That's
see, my husband
name
loves
of the,
I like that. I like Sagittarius. I like those archers. They shoot straight from the heart, too.
Where this comes from, my son's sign is in Sag.
Yep, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You are a four clubs, and you have as your planetary ruler or planetary ascendancy a six of diamonds. I'm going to be nosy here and go, okay, let's see. What are four of clubs people like? I know fours have a tendency to like stability. Also, I know that clubs people, you guys are like the scholars of the deck, and literally you can learn anything you want to, from crocheting to rocket science. So it's also called the card of mental satisfaction. And your card is about one of stability. But you also have an underlying five of clubs indicating some hidden restlessness that can manifest in several ways. You're really progressive. You can utilize that to create new ideas in your chosen line of work rather than let that restlessness keep you from achieving success. You know what you want, and you're not likely to change your mind on anybody's behalf unless you see the value of change for yourself. Some people might describe you as stubborn. But you, in some ways, you're fond of argument because you usually win, and you do well in legal matters. You've got a good constitution health-wise. You're not afraid of hard work. It's a very successful card. You're good at sales. You enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're popular. You do well in groups. As long as you don't let your love of debate get out of hand, I'll bet you were awesome in debate at school if they had the you were on that team. What's that?
Yes, I was in debate.
Cool. And you keep a fine reputation at work. You also want that successful love life. That's your major life challenge. Because often the drive and determination of a four of clubs masks the desire to be accepted by others, the same acceptance that sometimes you find difficulty in giving yourself. In other cases, your desire for work success competes with that desire for love and affection. The last years of your life are often the most successful. And they usually end up with much financial opulence or protection. Collectively, the four of the clubs are known as the keepers of knowledge. You show us that information has a practical value. We can really be happy and successful by applying what we already have. In relationships, it can manifest in a lot of ways. But the need for affection is a major issue in your life. And combined with certain restlessness, and sometimes there's a fear of commitment there. It can be the cause for untold painful relationships. Ouch. It's not true for everybody. Your basic karma in love is good. If you can find a partner who likes a little bit of space, and especially that's true for Sagittarian, because I know freedom is a big word for Sagittarians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you've got a Jack of Spades in Venus that you also have to watch out for a tendency to be attracted to people of low reputation and morality, because you can get taken advantage of. A lot of times you're drawn to artists or other in the really creative fields, but oftentimes those are the people with those questionable characteristics.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, imagine that. Right. Let's see. That seeing Jack of Spades can be expressed on a higher level as an attraction to those with more spiritual perspective on life, and those relationships usually fare better. And then to take a quick look at your planetary ruler, which is that six of diamonds. Let's see here. Six of diamonds. Because of that one, you have a heightened sense of your own responsibility, because the sixes are the karma cards, and then diamonds is about, diamonds are gold's best friend, but they're also about the material part, as well as the deeper thing that we come into is values. It's like, you know, we come here to find out really what our truth is, Matt, but it's like we also seem to have, you know, a lot of lessons when you're a diamond that surround money. So that it's a heightened sense of responsibility when it comes to financial matters. And you're probably one of those people that go out of your way to pay off debts, or, you know, sometimes people like this have been known to pay their bills in advance so they don't owe anybody. Let's see, you've got a little bit of a competitive streak, which can make you really good in sports or other competitive activities. You're basically a person who appreciates peace and harmony. Sometimes you feel your life is in a rut, and my grandmother always used to say, a rut is the grave where the end's kicked out, so don't stay there too long. But sometimes you can get to be real comfortable where you're at, and you just kind of go along for a while. Good things always come your way when you're working hard for them. But sometimes, you know, you might feel that you might have some lottery wins or things that's happened. Oh, guess what? And while we've been doing this here, we've had a couple other callers call in. So
there you go.
Here we go. Okay, we have area code 702. 702, you're on with us.
Hello, my name is Rich.
Well, hello, Rich.
And my birthday is in a couple of weeks. It's February 17th, 63.
Okay.
Another Aquarius. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
We were quiet last night, so.
Oh, yes. I noticed that. And so what can we do for you tonight?
Well, Shelley, I recently ran into my soulmate, my twin flame, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been chatting and all that stuff for a while. I knew that she had to do a little bit of work on herself. And then recently I asked her out and she said no. And I'm really confused.
Okay. It was safer when there wasn't a face-to-face confrontation or meeting.
Okay.
This gal has, this person has, doesn't really have a good self-image and or feeling about themselves physically or in some other direction. That is what I'm picking up. And so
okay.
It's much safer to maintain a more of a distance.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's not, you don't take it personally. Do not take it personally. You're a very good person. You have an awful lot going for you. And the situation is that it's an insecurity thing. Maybe with more time, or maybe if you in conversation sometimes say, well, you know, you're the type that accepts people for who and what they are. So if something to reassure this person.
Okay. Yeah. I understand where we're going with that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, but there we all have many soulmates and many twin flames. They're all over, and it's usually from we've met. Have you ever met someone and you felt like you've known this person all of your life? You've had to have met them somewhere. And that was the first time you met them. And you just had that connection.
Yep.
You were together in a past life. We come together with people all the time for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences. And the people that we are drawn to, I mean, really strongly drawn to, their energy or their aura, their persona, whatever it is, and we're drawn to them for some unknown reason. You even have to tell yourself you're being unreasonable. Is this an obsession? Am I being obsessive here? And no, what it is the familiarity from past lives.
Right. Yeah. Her and I were married, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. So, and then as soon as I met her, I was involuntarily touching her or something that was, you know, which was way too familiar for me to even know her, you know, within 10 minutes. So.
Right.
Hmm. Well, thank you, Shelley. I do appreciate your time. Many
well, if you
blessings.
Have any further questions or
thoughts,
don't hesitate to call.
All right.
Me and go on to my website, and I'm always there, and I'm on Skype all the time, too. So I am available if you have any further questions.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, indeed. And let's see, let me, Shelley, I'm going to have you, now that I got a a pen in my hand and a piece of paper in front of my face here. I'm going to have you tell us your website again so I can write it down. So like I'm trying to type stuff in the chat here as I'm going.
It's sagsun.com. SAGSUN.com.
Very
short, sweet, to the point. No problem. It's fast and you're right there.
Awesome. All right. And when you're looking for Shelly, make sure you check out her Monday show. She's on every other Monday. Her next show is February 11th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And her number to call in there is 323-693-3312. All righty, let's see. And our next call here, yes, we got a couple more callers. All right, area code 843. 843, you are on.
Oh, hi, it's Amy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy. How goes it?
Good, good.
Did you have a question for Shelly tonight?
I'm getting on the, yeah, I'm glad that I called in. She's a great guest. Anyway, I think I'm just going to ask a quick question. I'm having just a horrible time getting along with people lately. I'm just like zero patience, you know, whatever. Anyway, I was just wondering if you picked up on anything.
Okay.
My birthday is September 23rd, 1957.
Right. Yeah, you're a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is, all right, and right now your patience level is, you're at the bottom.
I'm just at the bottom. I am just, like, running out of patience. I'm not, like, depressed. I'm just ornery.
Right. Okay. What I'm picking up, you have given until you have given everything, you're right up to your eyebrows, and you find these people that are takers, and you keep giving and giving and giving, and you've had the patience of Job and everything else, and all of a sudden you're seeing this personality change and saying, oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. I need a lobotomy. What's wrong with me? It is not. You have come to the point where you're taking a stand and saying, I do not need this anymore. I'm not a dish rag. I'm not a doormat. I am someone. You have got to be, you know, more respectful of me and what I need. It's got to be a give and take kind of thing is what I'm picking up. And your impatience is basically just because of your saturation level has reached its peak. You've had it, and you're just letting the whole world know, I am woman, watch my smoke.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty much it. In 2010, my husband got real sick and died. Then in 2011, my brother got real sick and died. And then 2 days after my brother's funeral, my mother got real sick, and she's now in the hospital. You know, wait, I had the wrong year. Wait, 2000, whatever. All these people just keep taking up all of my time. I've turned into the freaking ghost whisperer. I just have to, like, usher. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what it is.
A non-person is how you're seeing it.
I don't have a lot, you know, I don't have a life of my own. I've somehow lost track of my own life.
Who you are and what you need.
Yeah, I can't remember what I like to watch on TV. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's it. I think you hit the nail on the head. So it's just a matter
I wouldn't be all shook up about this change in your personality or anything right now. Just realize what it is so that you can work on how to get yourself back. And once you get yourself back, once you go through this renewal, rebirth, and get your energy and your balance straightened up, then you will be able to deal with other people and situations and everything again. But right now, you're just like, Tell God, take me away from all this.
Yeah, pretty much. And I guess the other problem is that, like, people are letting me be that, you know, not people, you know what I mean. It's like I'm getting away with it and I don't like it. So, you know, there's like cause and effect, and, like, you know, you're mean to people and they go away, but they don't go away.
Maybe you're not half as bad as you think you are, but you are being more assertive, which for you is quite atypical. So you're seeing this whole different person in the mirror and going, who are you? Where did you come from? I'm not sure I like you. So let's try on another one for Cy.
That's funny. Yeah, exactly. It's just sort of.
It will,
you know,
all mellow out. You've got to, and the knowledge that now you're with your mother sick, everybody that gets really, really sick or lands in the hospital or anything, they're ripped from you. So you're putting up barriers for emotional barrier so that you know that there's more hurt coming, and you've gone through enough of that, enough of the loss and enough of the hurt. And so you're trying to shove people away and tell them, look, everybody, you come into my life, you're a dead man.
That's it, exactly. And I'm holding off. I really want to start dating again, but I keep, every time the opportunity comes up, I just back off because I keep making up excuses that aren't really valid excuses.
You need time to heal. You've got to take time for you and find out who you are, because anytime there's loss, a deep personal loss, we are going to change. You cannot help but change. It changes you. It makes you think more about your own mortality. It makes you think about how precious life is. And you start seeing life from a whole different perspective. And so you are growing in spite of all the bad stuff that's been going on.
No, I definitely am. It's launched me just in a whole new direction, and it's all, that part's all sort of good, but I'm just finding that I just don't like, it's like, shut up, you know. And I do some shows with Jethro, and it's like, some of the people are going to be with, and I think some of the people kind of enjoy it, because I'm kind of like the Judge Judy reader, but I'm just like so ornery, and it's just, you know, I don't feel like my heart's hard. I'm just ornery, but I think you've really kind of put it in a good perspective.
Well, I'm hoping that it helped. Yes, it did.
It did. It was just a nice perspective on it, sort of, you know, give me permission not to behave badly, but, you know, honor what I've been through in the past couple of years.
Right. You've got to give yourself, everyone needs time to grieve. They need time to heal. I lost two sons within 5 years of each other, and it took me 13 years to finally get back on my feet and start being a person again. And I even thought spirit had left, and one day I felt like Moses in the desert for 40 years, wandering around for 40 years. I felt so incredibly alone. And finally I put it out into the universe, and I said, why have you abandoned me? And I got the answer back, we have not abandoned you, Shelley. You need time to heal. And you cannot take on the world anymore. You have got to take this time for you. But it took me 13 years to finally come around. I had lost my self-confidence. I had lost everything with their death. And it was, and my dad too. He went first, and then my middle son, and then my oldest son.
I mean, I can't even imagine because losing children is just a whole different
right. And my
ballpark.
My oldest son was 26. My middle son was 17, and I'm grateful that I have one son surviving. My youngest son is 28, and he has given me two grandchildren, and that's and for that I am so grateful. It takes time.
Time.
And you have to
allow
your...
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head because it's like I'm not grieving anymore, but I'm doing something. Well, I mean, it's different than grief. You know what I mean? It's rebuild. It's like
right.
restoration as opposed to the grief work. I mean, I was a good griever. I did that all, you know, I'm proud of the way I grieve. But grieving isn't enough. You have to, and that's
you
what you reminded me of, is you have to, like, reinvent yourself.
That's right, because it changes you. The personal loss changes you, the things that go through your mind and everything.
Yeah.
You're going to rerun.
At the same time, my kids became, you know, my kids were in college, and now my son has a son. And my daughter moved across the country, you know, so all my roles are gone, you know, I'm a different kind of mother now,
right.
I'm not a wife anymore, you know, I'm not a sister anymore, so like a whole bunch of my roles got
right.
taken away, and I have to redefine myself. Yeah,
right.
No, this,
you're going through more, you've got more on your plate than just empty nest, it's like abandonment. And
abandonment's my big issue because I was adopted. So
mm-hmm.
It's huge, even though it's not really, and I don't think that it's painful because I think I've gotten numb to pain. This is actually very, very helpful in just sort of defining what, because it's just so unfamiliar to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you hit the nail on the head. I've just been abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to I just need to reinvent myself. I just need to reinvent myself.
And be happy with the person who emerges from the cocoon, because we are cyclical people, as you well know. We are very cyclical, and we will change throughout our life. And it's, and a lot of times it's very, very painful, the kinds of changes we have to go through.
I lost all my money. I used to have money, so that was part of who I was, and I don't have that anymore. So, yeah, I mean, I've just been spending so much time just surviving. I haven't really done an assessment of exactly like what went on in the past 6 years. It's
right.
interesting, Kelly, what you were saying about being 45. This all started when I was 45. This whole little thing started when I was 45. So I was starting over.
Oh, wow. So
had a bunch.
So your midlife crisis really did hit.
Right.
Wow.
I got breast cancer. Then Keith got sick. Then blah 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 blah. So anyway, so this was very, very helpful. This was very helpful.
Oh, good. I'm glad we were able to help you.
Yes, indeed. And we got 90
seconds
left.
Don't hesitate to contact us.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself here.
Get muted. Okay. All right. Well, you know, at least there's, you know, and Amy is going to say, make sure, you know, make sure you call in on Shelly's show, too. It's like that 323-693-3312. She'll be on February 11th, which is Monday, and she'll be on at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So, you know, call back in, and, you know, you guys have,
how you're doing.
A lot in common there. You know, it's like, it sounds like Shelly really understands, you know, having been through it, you know, where you're coming from, and I do too. I've had a lot of deaths in our family, so, and it does. It takes a lot of time to heal, and that's the only thing that really does heal, you know, is time heals all wounds. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's also you, you end up, you know, you kind of go into the cave, you know, kind of like where you're at right now, Amy. There comes to be times and spaces and places where you cannot stand to be around people. Honestly, I mean, I retreated into the cave, into my house. I just shut the door, and I had
a hermit
world, and it's like, you know, and I licked my wounds for a while. It's kind of like a wolf dens up and licks wounds, and sometimes that's what you got to do. You know,
right.
You just kind of take that time back and just, you know, take time for yourself. 10 seconds. Okay. Shelley, one more time, quick. Tell us how to get a hold of you, your website, and anything else you want to say.
All right. My website is sagsun.com. And I'm there all the time. I do classes and I do readings and I have astrology reports over there. And every Monday, new weekly horoscopes go up for all the sun signs. And then I put out a newsletter every month, the Cosmic Chronicle. So you can subscribe to that. So
awesome.
It's really a nice place to go, and you can contact me there or on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Sounds good. Well, it's been fun, and it's been a quick hour. So
yes, it has.
We will see you guys all again, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you for hanging in with me. It's like I know Jessica sent his apologies and said, you know, family stuff, can't do it. It's like, okay, no problem. You know, it's like, well, we'll hang in there and do the best we can. So we can't be a friend tonight.
You did just fine.
All righty. We will see you guys again. And make sure to visit our sister show. We have that Spiritual Learning Connection, and it is on various times. We haven't, you know, got set things. We have Pamela on over there on Tuesdays. Amy's there on Mondays. Jethro's got stuff in archives that was on Wednesdays, and we're working on getting different people. I've got some segments over there, but the number for that show is 714-333-3354. So join us over there, and... just like this show, every one of our shows is in archives. So if you missed something live, go ahead and listen to it in archives. And have an awesome night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.